word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Psalm 84:12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. Thanks for joining us today on Consider His Word. As we look at the Bible and consider what God says in His Word, and we hope you'll stay with us today as we look at the Word of God for a few minutes. We're in Psalm 84. What a beautiful psalm. Again, this was written to the sons of Korah, who were servers in the house of God. And so this psalm was a song written for the servants of God, for those who are trusting the Lord and believing the Lord and desiring to follow the Lord. And he goes through about telling us how we can do that, how we can have joy in service and joy in trusting the Lord. When the Bible says, blessed is the man, it means happy is the one who is trusting the Lord. And I hope you'll stay with us today as we consider God's Word. I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. We would love to get one of these prayer journals in your hand. Now, these are small little Bible journals. They're blank pages. You can put them in your shirt pocket. They're small. I carry one nearly every day. I wouldn't say every day, but much of the time I carry one. And when somebody says, can you pray for me, or can you pray for my grandma or whoever it is, I can pull out my little book and write their name down and have a place where I remember to pray for them, and I can mark off when I see God answer prayer. Great little prayer journals, a little smaller than a 3x5 card, and the perfect size for your pocket or for your purse. We will send one to you absolutely free. All you have to do is contact us and give us a mailing address where we can send one to you. Now listen, I'm not going to send you a lot of other mail asking for money. I sent one time to a radio ministry to ask about something, and I'm still getting letters from them, and every letter is asking me for more money. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to send you a lot of spam on your email or give you a lot of letters, and it's just I'm not going to do that. I just want to get one of these little books in your hand and know where you're hearing our program. Now, there's three ways you can contact us. You can go to the website at considerhisword.org, click on the link that says contact us, and just send me a note. Or you can just send me an email directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And you can also simply write to us. Send me a postcard, send me a letter, however you want to write to us. The address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40 in Clewiston, Florida. We look forward to hearing from you. Now let's get to the Word of God. We began this series last week in Psalm 84, talking about serving the Lord and a need for strong Christians in our world today. Oh, how we need people who would stand up for the Lord, that, as the scripture says, would go from strength to strength to serve the Lord. If God be for us, who can be against us? Remember Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Our strength comes from the Lord himself. But today I want to show you one thing in particular. I want to look at the names of God. You know, one of the first things we've got to do If we're going to live for God and if we're going to serve the Lord, if we're going to grow in the Lord, we must acknowledge Him in our lives. That's right. We've got to acknowledge that the Lord is. The Bible says that he that cometh to God must believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I don't understand how people can go through life without knowing the Lord. Now, I realize that many of them, they find other things. They may get involved in drugs or in drinking or in other vices that are out there to try to, I think many of them are trying to escape God and not to know God, but some just don't know better. They live in their sin without knowing that there's forgiveness of sin and freedom from sin all found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we've got to acknowledge that God is and acknowledge the Lord. In this psalm, there are five ways that the Bible acknowledges the Lord. Now, you know, we live today in a world that's either doesn't acknowledge God or wants to ignore the Lord altogether. Listen to this passage from Romans 3. Paul wrote, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They're all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known." There's no fear. Listen to that. There's no fear of God before their eyes. This, I think, very much describes the generation we're living in today. It reminds me of the last verse of Judges, where the Bible says that there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. I've never seen a day like we're living today. A day where there is so much hatred. A day where there are people who try to create divisions. The whole idea of this victimhood mentality and entitlement mentality. And it all comes down to this. There's no fear of God before their eyes. Now, I don't know if we can get through all of these today. I'm going to try. And look at what the Bible says here. Five times in this chapter are different names of God. I'm going to go through them as quick as I can, and maybe we'll get through them all. The first one, of course, is the Lord of hosts. We see it in verse 1, verse 3, verse 8, and verse 12. Verse 1 says, "How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts." Verse 3 says, Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God." Now, you know, first of all, Lord speaks specifically of Jehovah. If you have a King James Bible, you'll notice that Lord is written in all capital letters. This tells us that it's the name of God. Jehovah, he's speaking of. And when he says he's the Lord of hosts, you know, I used to hear that word, Lord of hosts, and what came to my mind was the angels around the throne, the Lord of hosts and the host of angels around him. But literally, the name means, Lord of hosts means all those who are under his command. It's actually a military term. And those who are under his command, the Lord of those under his command. All those whose name, he is the Lord of hosts. Secondly, you'll see that the Bible speaks of him being the living God. It's in verse 2. "My soul longeth, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cries out for the living God." What a wonderful title this is. That we serve a God who is alive and active. We do not worship a dead God. We don't worship stone or wood or any kind of idol. We worship a living God. He rose from the dead, and he is living today. And you can trust him. I believe God is active. He's involved in our lives. There are many that used to believe, and I suppose this is still around, that God created the world and put man in the world and kind of brushed his hands off and said, "Okay, done here," and moved on. No, God loves you. And God wants to be a part of your life. He's also called the King. In verse 3, the psalmist calls him my King and my God. Notice the capital K. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And one day everyone will recognize him as King. In verse 8, he is called the God of Jacob. Now remember, Jacob was the supplanter who later became the Prince of God. Israel, the Prince of God. And the God of Jacob speaks of the people of Israel who followed the Lord from the time of Jacob and his 12 sons, the tribes of Israel. And they ended up in Egypt. The times of Joseph became slaves in Egypt. And their God sent Moses to Pharaoh to set the people free, and they left the bondage of Egypt. God brought them to a land that was called the Promised Land. And when God brought them out of Egypt, he would say to them, I want you to be my people, and I will be your God. That's a relationship that he wants with you today. But even more than that, he wants a relationship that's described as a father and a son. Here he speaks of the God of Jacob. Jacob, who knew the Lord, had experiences with the Lord. And the God of Israel. And today we worship and we serve the God of Israel. He claimed the people for his own. And he said, you will be my people and I will be your God. And then he is spoken of as the shield. In verse 9, he says, behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. He is called the shield. This, I believe, defines God as our protector. Psalm 18:35 says, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness has made me great. Psalm 89:18, for the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. He is the shield, and he protects us. The shield speaks of a protection that God puts his hand upon his people and watches out for them. In the New Testament, the Bible says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Do you know how much God loves you? And in this song, five different ways God is acknowledged. In five different ways, the psalmist called upon him. Today, knowing Christ as our Savior, we can call him our Father. Paul went on to say we could call him Abba Father, which is a much more endearing term, something like Daddy. Or on the reservation, they would say Da, and have that kind of a closeness with him. Do you have that relationship with God? Are you walking with him? Have you trusted Christ as your Savior? I hope you have, and I hope you're walking with him and that you know the Lord and have acknowledged him in your life. Our time is gone. God bless you. Till next time.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. His word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.